I believe that I can make a difference if I teach students how to think intersectionally about their privileges and about oppression, then the students with privilege will do something to end oppression. So, I mean, that's one reason. That's, I can't even honestly say that it's the reason, though, because I believe that I do this work, too, because of my own, the suffering that I've endured under white supremacy. If I had not been hurt the way that I had been hurt, as a black person, genderqueer person, non-binary person, at one point identifying as a woman, as an immigrant, if I had not been hurt in those ways, if I had not experienced what it was like to feel like I was under the threat of death when I came into contact with a police officer, I don't know if I would be doing this work. So the work is scary and it is exhausting. I love it. It feels so good when students embrace the knowledge and are really open to the knowledge and are being self-interrogating and really thinking about themselves and thinking about their own prejudices. I mean, but that's rare. I mean, one or two students I can hope for. But I also do it for me. It's a way to get the pain out. And it's a way to feel like I have some control over what is happening to me. And I do care about what happens to other people too. But it's really hard to feel like, not everybody is this way, but I often feel like I am at the mercy of white supremacy. Like I can't stop this law from getting passed that's going to dissolve my marriage, or this law from getting passed that's going to force me, that's going to sever the relationship I have and on paper with my children. Like I'm not going to be their parent anymore because I'm not married to their mother. Or it's going to be perfectly legal to racially profile me, or gun me down in the street, keep gunning people of color down in the street, and it's just fine. People get away with. I mean, so it's a complex mixture of reasons. It's totally personal and it's totally broadly political too.
Thank you.